بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. یہ کہا کا فسانہ ہے زود و ضیاء، جو ملا سو ملا، جو گیا سو گیا. کہو اپنے جی سے جو دلا تو یاد الہی دلا. What is this whole controversy about, fight about? I got some less and he's got more. In an estate, in an investment, in a business, the whole discussion, I got more, showed less. What is this controversy? What is this fight about? Jo mila so mila, what you got, alhamdulillah. What you didn't get wasn't meant for you. It didn't come your way. What's the fight about? What's the discussion for? Discussion carries on until you leave it as a legacy. Person here must look after, don't come too close. I got bitten, so you mustn't get bitten. So the whole fight is about wealth. Controversy, the fight, struggle is for wealth. Kaho ji se, try and make your mind understand. Jo dila, so yaad ilahi dila. Allah Ta'ala grant me some gift. But what is the gift? Your remembrance. Allah Ta'ala is the greatest, so there can't be anything greater, as great as His remembrance. Wala zikrullahi akbar. He is the greatest, so His remembrance will be the greatest. Last night someone came and see me, so someone passed away telling me a dream, wanted to know. So he says, we're making dua for some time to see the parent. The child is making dua to see the father, passed away. Father was quite known to me as well. Nice person, simple, no fight, no pulling up face, nothing. Sometimes it's a fight, sometimes it's pulling up face. Sometimes it's a direct insult, sometimes it's indirect. We get all this happening all the time. He's alluding. He's insinuating. Why get into all this? Apne kaam se kaam kura. Jo dila, so yaad ilahi dila. The heart is what meant for all this junk. The fight, he said this and he did what meant for that. What it's meant for? It's meant for the love of Allah Ta'ala and the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Everything else is secondary. What he said and what he did and how he handled the situation, I forget all that. In those moments, if you remembered Allah Ta'ala, cried to Him, spoke to Him, how much more valuable you would have made your time in your moments. So the dream was for the father. Father was very relaxed, very young, sickly, couldn't sit properly on the ground. But I was sitting so nicely, comfortable, at his so consumed in washing his jannat, can't move his eyes away. They're stuck there. Look at the meadows, the streams, the beauty, the sound of jannat. You know, it's a quiet place, and there's no hustle and bustle, no street. So quiet, peaceful. His eye is so stuck into the sight of jannat that he doesn't want to look at his child. Whereas they were thick as anything. Father, child was so thick, but he's so consumed. And then father gives two pieces of advice. But I'm sharing this because the advice is exactly in conformity with the hadith. And there's nothing wrong in explaining a dream. Many a time, talking of kuffar scientists and all that in a bayan, what they have to say about Islam, what this theory says, and what the world is, etc., etc. And nobody has to say anything about it. Whereas, think about it, that scientists or whoever it is of this day or of the past, right? Many of them are atheists, no religion, right? Or no, absolutely no religion. So like you are working, they are also working. When both of us are working, so we've got a boss. I got a boss, and the scientist also got a boss. So the scientist has to tailor the experiment according to the boss, what the boss says. Boss says, make the experiment sound such that there's no God, evolution, no God. So he'll have to use some fancy words and all that, and come to the same conclusion. If he doesn't, then the boss will strike him off the payroll. Right, go do some other job. You're not clever enough for us. You're not good enough for us. No. So you're not going to talk about this thing here. We'll strike you off the roll. The payroll, you go look for your own job. So he has to now somehow make the thing fit into the thinking of the boss. So now you're doing very well. I want to take another 10%, another 20%. So you have to do it for someone. And we have to do it for someone, then you will do it if you're getting remunerated. You're not getting remunerated, you're not getting rewarded. What's the point of breaking your head in this experiment, 10, 20 years? Why would you break your head? You're not getting anything out of it. So there's two advices that the deceived I'm saying that you have got the heart to speak about this kufar, this atheist, that are living in napak and haram. You can quote them and nobody bats an eye. I'll talk about some nice, good Muslim and is rating a dream. Don't talk about dreams. So that kuffar and his size, etc., ushribu fi qulubihim, is absorbed in your mind. And you have the greatness of that is seated in the mind. But what is awliya, buzugaradin, good Muslims are doing and seeing, that you have got no concern for. So, two pieces of advice deceased gave, and that's because it's so much in conformity with the hadith, therefore I'm sharing with you. One, he says, the dunya is so insignificant, he did this, I guess. It's so insignificant, it's not worthwhile fighting or harassing oneself for it. It's so insignificant, harassing yourself, fighting for it, running after it, it's not worth the while. It's so insignificant. He did this. So it's so insignificant now. Our whole chakkar, our whole fight is like this. But Ismail had this type of a motor car, I need to have that car. Even for this type of a holiday, I must go for that type of holiday. This man went to Turkey 5 times. I didn't go to Cape Town 1 time. So he could do it, why am I not enjoying? He has the dunya, I can't. He has this comfort, I don't have this comfort. Comes a Friday, the kitchen is closed, right? Kitchen is closed, banned. Makruh to open the kitchen. So why can't I have that privilege? So everything is about dunya. Everything about dunya. Furthermore, Tamir Sahib Ramadhi says, even meeting people also is not a good thing all the time. Meet for a short while and must move away. Because sometimes you're meeting the person and you're getting influenced with the person. They're saying something and you're getting influenced. Whereas you are a good person, you are a good husband, right? Or you are a good wife. And now he said something or she said something and it just turns your mind around. They can do it, why can't we do it? They can enjoy, why can't you enjoy? So then you struck off the list of Allah Ta'ala where you are a thankful wife or you are an appreciative husband. Now you're no longer an appreciative husband, you're no longer a thankful wife. You are listed as he is very thankful, very appreciative. He is, or she is very, very thankful and appreciative. Now in the records of Allah Ta'ala your name is struck off, that you're not appreciative, you're not thankful. is it a small loss? What counts is what is there. What counts is what's recorded there. This man is very appreciative. His wife is very appreciative. And the condition that they are kept, they are happy about it. They are not comparing themselves. See, this comparison, that's the biggest problem. He's got it, I don't have it. They have this security, I don't have it. He's got this car, I don't have it. He's got that type of food, I don't have it. So when you're doing this comparison, you're always miserable, you're always grumbling. And then you're not grumbling only, but you make the next person's wife also grumbling. The husband is always complaining, as should, will the wife be happy? Even though the grumble is done in a very subtle way. The husband is grumbling, but in a very subtle way. If there was some gadra beanies, you know, so the husband will say, I think beans going very cheap, you know. So in a very subtle way he'll say these things here. But now that husband takes it to heart. And you make him feel miserable. Now he feels, now, you know, I should be earning more, doing something more, and making these people happy. They're not happy, so I'm not keeping them comfortable. You know how miserable they're feeling. So the peace of mind has been lost in the house, is gone. Why? You moved away from appreciation. You moved away from showing gratitude. And when you did this, you thought you did a good thing. You compared yourself against the next person, thinking I'm doing a good thing, but the peace of the house is gone. Because when the husband said this, the wife is not feeling, she's not feeling comfortable. She's not really feeling comfortable now. Now she's thinking, hey, no, I did something short, he's not feeling happy, and how can I be comfortable in this place here, when the hubby is not, or the wife is not happy. That's how he's feeling. Or the wife is feeling, how can I feel happy when he's not feeling happy? You see, it's just one step, your mind just moves away. When your mind moves away, you're gone, you're going, and you don't even realize. وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَعًا. You still think that I'm doing the right thing. You're doing the wrong, but you think that you're doing the right thing. See that? So that's compounded ignorance. Ignorance, but ignorance compounded. See how dangerous it is. So this is the one thing that he advised. It is too small, it's too insignificant to complain about. Once that door opens out, just one glimpse into the hereafter, you don't want to see the world again. Udaki Kasam, one glimpse into the hereafter, you don't want to see the world. The world is a kachra, absolute. So the one that we are rushing after, we're talking so proudly about, just one glimpse. So this man is seeing the Jannat, doesn't want to look at his child. Whereas, you know, the child and the father born is so great. Who won't want to see it? After 1 year or 2 years the man passed away, who won't want to see it? But he is so stuck in his Jannat, he don't want to see anything else. He's too insignificant to run after. The second piece of advice is even better. He says, and don't underestimate your charitable works. See, he didn't say, you know what, hey, there's an offer there, there's an investment there, and run after that investment. There's an opportunity here, and you rather get that, secure that. He didn't say that at all. He said, you know, don't underestimate. So the first one was Janaha Ba'udati. So he says, it's confirmed. Lukarnati dunya ta'dilu indallahi janaha ba'udati. That the whole world was even equal to the wing of a mosquito. They said it's too insignificant to run after. Too insignificant to fight over. Too insignificant to cry over. You can't cry, you can't die over it, you can't fight over it. Went away, right? He's good luck, khalas, carry on. Jurid Baghdadi, rahmatullahi alayhi. Look at their minds. Drunken in love. What? Drunken in love. He's got up for tahajjud. One person sneaked in. He's looking, I can't find anything in the house. Now he's feeling so hurt. The man took the trouble to come here to find something. And he didn't find anything. So it was a winter. He had a shawl, right? He pulled out his shawl. He would take this thing. In his namaz now. Amal al-qali. But you see, where their minds are, their minds are totally different. Came into my house, shoot him. I don't say don't defend yourself. I don't say that. But I'm showing you the mindset. How is the mindset? Whether Shibli or someone, he's on that maqam of the Qutubs and Abdaz, right? So he's in his tahajjud namaz. So the news comes to him that in a certain area, a certain Abdal has passed on. Exactly at that time, one thief is coming into the house. Now look at their hearts. Acha, Ilkuleja. Me dua for my mother, turn him into Abdal. Sent him. What he came for, or kis tarah se inko nawaz a gaya. That can happen when lokanati dunya indallahi janaha ba'udatin, that yaqeen is in the heart. Then you can do it. But if you cry for 10 years, hey, this person here, he didn't be down like this. You read the hadith, it's not in the heart. You learn the Quran Sharif, but it is not inside the heart. Somewhere else. So you see this. But don't underestimate your charitableness. اتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَةٍ Here, لُكَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَحَ بَعُودَةٍ That one hadith. And here, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمَرَةٍ Just one khajur you're giving out. But you see this? Exactly in conformity with hadith. That's why the hadith says, as our approaches, لَا يَكَادُ رُؤْيَا مُؤْمِنٍ أَنْ يَكْذِبُ It will be unlikely that a Muslim's dream will be wrong. Won't be wrong, see it. Because at that time he needs Allah Ta'ala the most. Because everything is so depressing, so despondent, everything is falling apart. And at that time now, he needs to be waken up, he needs to be brought up. Everybody needs to be motivated, brought up, pushed down for now. We talk about women's education, right? So, now, what's going on now is everything must seem to be a mukhtalafi masla, what? Everything must seem to be a masla, a situation where there's ikhtilaf, where there's a difference of opinion. And they will say it also, you know, respect the differences of opinion. Learn to coexist. So after saying this, any haram the person can do is learn to coexist. Learn to respect the difference of opinion. So now we'll do any haram, and after doing the haram, what phrase I must use? I must use the phrase, just learn to coexist. Learn to respect the difference of opinion. So easily to get away. Right? In the meanwhile, when you're saying these words here, the general public are getting confused. Getting real confused. So, one alim came here, one of Zahir came here. So I said, see what the dunya needs now, what the world needs, is make things clear. Don't confuse, don't complicate, don't mix up things. Then I gave him an example, see. You are getting situations where people are going and interacting with Shias, giving bayans, sitting with them, having meals, etc. No. So the response I was getting from one quarter was, no, it's a great thing, you know, Ismail Shaheed, how he went to the ranks and how he converted them, you know. I said, please, boy, don't quote these people here. Because you look at Ismail Shaheed and Sayyid Ahmad Shaheed Sahib Rahmatullah, look into the history. They bust down 70,000 of their Jamaat Khanas. And these people that are going into their ranks should be one of the Jamaat Khanas they bust down. In fact, they complicated things so much. Say, no, outside you must be outside a Muslim, inside you can have anything. They give you this type of talks. So outwardly you have one kurta. So one for people's looks, and within you can do whatever you want. Now you see the complication, the confusion. So I said, see, now people don't want to accept this, that you understand. It's not a matter of taking sides, it's not a matter of just jumping to a conclusion. Don't become emotional. Understand things in perspective, you'll get a clear picture. See, I'm writing answers and all that for over, I think, from 1980 somewhere, right? It's over 40 years. But now, of recent, you're getting so many questions storming up that this girl is saying, that my fiancé is a Shia, what do you have to say about it? Suddenly now, when you're going into their ranks, so it's a confusion now, that he can sit with us, do namaz with us, he can interact and socialize with us. So that means they are proper Muslims. So when they are proper Muslims, then what's wrong if I make nikah? Then it's just a difference of opinion, like Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, rahmatullahi. What's the problem in this? But now you see the confusion that is brought. The confusion is brought, that is brought, is because this type of behavior. And what they did was totally different. They went into the dens and pulled them out physically. They went into the dens and smashed down the Imam Baras. Imam Baras is the Jamaat Khana. And smashed it down. Is our behavior anywhere near that? It's not near that. We are confusing, complicating. Going there, everything is right. Don't worry. Outside must be different and inside must be different. Giving some, your own type of philosophy. Your own philosophy you're giving. And the philosophy is creating a confusion in the ranks. Now this thing is, Ummah doesn't deserve this type of behavior. Then Mullah is telling him, but in the bayans now, I know who he's referring to, two ulama he's referring to. That, we're taking names and all that, and we're smashing people down. So I said, see, I don't do that personally. Maybe now and then I may have freaked out and said some name. But generally I won't do it, right? But I think you're looking at just one side of the story. You look at both sides, you get a balanced picture. You see, one person is throwing the punches, and you're saying to the second person, have sabr, don't do anything, don't defend yourself. Now, is that right? Is that fair? Now, he's throwing the punches, and this person must just hold on, be patient. So I said the fair thing is speak to both, this one that's taking the name, and speak to those people who's talking all this rubbish. Right. When we spoke to both, then it's fair. Now he'd stop his rubbish, this person would stop taking the name. But I will keep provoking the person, send them to school, university, do all these things here. You will keep promoting that, and then you want this person not to get provoked, to keep quiet. How does that work? He's getting provoked every time you're saying, you picked on his deen. Deen is telling him something else. Deen is saying, al-mar'atu awratu, hadith saying clear. Woman is supposed to be concealed. And you are forcing that girl out of her house. So he's looking at it in the light of the hadith. So the hadith is saying, but keep her in the house. You say, no, get out of the house. إِذَا خَرَجَتْ إِسْتَشْرَفَهَا الشَّيْطَانِ. She comes out, she'll be a prey of shaitan. Shaitan will use her. No, come out. So now see the line of thinking, line of thought is totally different. Now you want to throw the punch, and you want that person not to answer this, he also get provoked. He get worked up. And he's getting worked up for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِلَّهِ وَأَبْغَدَ لِلَّهِ. He hates the behavior because of Allah Ta'ala. Why hates it? He hates it because I spoke to these two people that he's speaking about. I spoke to them. So if I look at them, they are telling you, look at the stats. The stats are showing that more than 85-90% of girls that are going out, right, whether in offices, whether specializing, whether in universities or high school, more than 85-90%, they are harassed. Now we're saying, no, you must come, Muslim must come, doctors, and must come like this and like that and all that. At the altar of professionalism, must sacrifice all your deen, your integrity and your respect. The girl must be experimented, she must be used, Why? Just for her to attain that degree. I ask him, I ask anybody, are you prepared, are you happy for that for your own daughter? So if you're not prepared for that type of a thing for your own daughter, how can you speak about this at a mimbar, from the mimbar, for the Muslims in large? Is that, I say, is it fair? Is that fair for the Muslim? 85-90% of Muslim, any woman, I know people came from one of the top universities in this country, top university, I won't mention the name, right? But he came and said, we are the top university, bright students. And he's telling me, it's a challenge I can throw to anybody at any time. I'm here for the last 20 years, so he's lecturing or something. I can challenge you. Says, you call the best girl from the best madrasa salihat, right? Best madrasa. Bring her into this environment. It'll be just 6 months and she'll lose her integrity. 6 months is enough. He's there for 20 years and he knows the ins and the outs. And then he's writing this girl, go in, lose your integrity. I ask you, are you happy for this type of a consequence for your own daughter, for your mother, for your sister? Then, if you have the love for Iman, if you have the love for the Muslim, you can't be talking this language. Yes, it may be that you have a love for something else, for wealth. Ya kaha ka fasana hai, zudo siya. You've got the love for wealth, acquisition, wealth. No, the kuffar are growing, we must grow. The kuffar are progressing, we must progress. The kuffar got so much of wealth and so much of recognition, we must have. Right? Leave all that. We'll have to repeatedly go to the Rasulullah Paksam and the Sahaba Ikram. Rasulullah Paksam is saying something else. The Khulafa'i Rashidin is saying something else. He is saying that kuntum azallan nas. You were the weakest, the worst, the meanest. You were downtrodden. Right? You were downtrodden. Then Allah Ta'ala elevated you with Islam. Now you want to go back into that disgrace. The world has already tried it out. Right? Tried it out. They went and experimented all these things here. And we saw the kick that we got. Although today the Muslim is the wealthiest, right? But when the brain goes off on account of the secular education, Western education, when the brain goes off, then the behavior goes totally off. And then the Muslim becomes a laughing stock. When the woman stayed at home, then through that money, that wealth, they're very, very wealthy. They stayed at home, but and they were wealthy. Now we say, no, a woman progressed, and we take the name, as though we give you clearly a picture that they went out into the business, and they did business. Someone is taking her, Khadija's name, radiallahu anha, and she also did business. Yes, she did business. But she did it like how she did it. He's got a shop there, supermarket. I said, alright, you've got supermarket, but you don't have the cash. Take the cash from me, and we go 50-50. So she saw her brother got a supermarket. Take this, 5 million, and carry it, let it run, and give me 50%, take 50%. So I said, can you say this, that, you know, they did business, just give a blanket statement, and confuse and complicate and mislead people. That's what they're doing. So Khadija didn't go out from shop to shop, ripping and selling cars and all that. No, she didn't do all these things. Yeah? Now the picture that we're creating is that this is what we do. I ask you, is that a service to Hadith? Is it a service to Deen? Or is it a disservice? Now you want to know now why they're picking the names in their majlis, in their bayad, why they pick. So you're throwing the punches, you're hurting their Deen. So they must get flared up, they must say something. You stop your nonsense and rubbish, they will stop this thing here. But now you must carry on punching and they must keep quiet and ask you, is that behavior right? See, we have sidelines. Al-Mawt Thami Sahib Rahmatullahi speaks about one institute. I won't take the name, sir. Tell me that I don't take names, so I won't take the name. Although in that article he's got the name, right? So there's a big jalsa that's carrying on. And now in the jalsa you have a stage and the guest of honor will be sitting on the stage, etc., right? So that's how it happens. So there's a big jalsa that's carrying on. The guest of honor, all those 5-10 people that are sitting on the stage. And Hazrat Rasulullah is also in that jalsa. So now this institute, these people, they feel, see what an honor Rasul graced our jalsa. So this whole thing was presented before the Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. He says, it's not a grace, it's a disgrace. What he says? It's not a gracing, it's disgracing. When he explains it, he says, if Rasulullah were to be present, right, then he would have to be given the most conspicuous position. The most prominent position was the stage. That position he must be kept in. So what these people have done, say, all right, you are also one of the crowd. You know? So you just come and sit here. You are also one of the crowd. So they didn't recognize his position. They kept him as an ordinary person. So now this is what's happening today, that we don't recognize Allah Ta'ala. مَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. We don't recognize Rasulullah as he ought to be respected. We lost the thing. So what deen is left? I ask, is there any deen left? See this confusion. I just showed you from the correspondence that I receive, phone, etc. There's so many girls that are writing, no, for a Shia or a Qadiani boyfriend. Now you go into their midst, go and talk to them, and bring them out, and then this is the aftermath. Now if it was your sister that got in love, would you appreciate this thing? Right? When it comes to your turn, you don't accept it. But someone else's daughter, someone else's sister, they are just watching the YouTube, etc. They see, oh, this is a person that he's talking to. He's a very great person. So then they are going for it, not realizing, why we are supposed to be doing this type of thing. So many a time you have to tell the people, right, go back to the original way. What you saw your grandfather, great grandfather doing, provided he knew deen. But he had the respect, he had the understanding of deen, or he may have not been 100%, but definitely he was doing better than what you are doing today. Today, I told Mawlana, today what has happened, how the whole thing has changed, the whole scenario has changed like this, that you want to show a good appearance. Going to show a good appearance. You must look nice. We are nice or not nice, that's nobody's guess. Outwardly you must look like, you know, have the pants above the ankles, have the kurta right down, have a turban around the head. So outwardly you must appear very well. But are we right or not right, within the heart, that's nobody's guess. I said, see, like the outside needs to be good, the inner self also needs a lot of work. In fact, the inner self requires more than the outer self. The iman, right? Can you see iman, or is it concealed? It's concealed. But that is the catalyst, that is the base for all your action. If that is, you've got a flaw in that, then there is a flaw in everything. Nothing is right in you. That iman is right, everything is right. Alright, maybe unsti shogi, right, there will be some up and down fluctuations. But if the iman is right, moving. But you damage that iman. So I'm explaining what I see now. See what's going on. But this type of talk, what's going on? يُحَرِّمُونَ حَلَالًا وَيُحَلِّلُونَ حَرَامًا. They are mixing up issues and they're making halal into haram and haram into halal. Now we may think it's a small thing. Halal into haram and haram into halal, right? Now look at it. Just think about it. See, we got the word knowledge, but we don't think the inside of what it means. If you got 5 kilos of pork and bacon and two bottles of wine. Mona, you know it's our celebration day now. Just keep it in your fridge. Prepared. It won't contaminate. I got all, packed up nicely in a plastic, in a bottle, only for one night. Prepared. They're not doing so bad. They're going to get married, so they're sleeping together. So what's wrong? So the haram, the zina, you are thinking is permissible, halal. Right. And that wine and pork, you're thinking it's halal. I ask you, do you believe the halal, the haram to be halal? Are you a Muslim? You can't be calling yourself Muslim. So we're just doing things to appease the sight. What sight? So I gave him an example. I gave one example. You see, if you walk into a hall, right, and there are naked girls dancing to the tune of the music. You remain there. So, no, I'll take a turn. I said, by the same token, ask yourself, is this photography, you remain? Is this liberal tabla and music, you remain? Now, I ask you, that Nabi that said this is haram, is the same Nabi that said that is also haram. But this haram doesn't seem so bad in the sight of people. This haram here, a little bit of music, a little bit of intermingling, right? A little bit of photography, that doesn't seem to be so bad in the sight of people. But this one here seems to be very bad. So then the God now is changed. The God is people, what people think, that's God. God is no more what Allah Pak said and conveyed to us by His Prophet. What people make to be good and halal is good. What people make to be evil and bad is disgusting. See how true this thing is. If there's a bank manager, right? He's the head of, say, APSA or something like that, right? West Bank, APSA, National Bank, or the Reserve Bank, right? So there'll be a crowd of people to meet the person outside the masjid. Will it be or not? But there is a drug lord selling ganja and everything else, whatever, right? Marijuana, ganja, whatever, opium, whatever. He's got equal amount of wealth. He's got the same amount of wealth. And he's outside the masjid. You go and greet him, make salam to him. What I'm saying is, right, that ye khuda badal gaya hai, that the whole Allah Ta'ala has changed. That Allah Ta'ala, who's the God now? The God is what people think to be right. That's the thing we should be going after. What people think to be wrong, that we're supposed to believe in. So that ganja and dhaka and whatever else, that we count it to be disgusting. Why? Because the world says, hey, very bad thing, man. You know, you have to send him to a rehab. He's a drug lord, he's the biggest, he's equal to the Reserve Bank. You're not going to make salam to him, you're going to bypass him. You see your son talking to him, you feel disgusted. But if he's a bank manager, Reserve Bank, the head of the bank, right? You see the imams are going to meet him also. But you see now, the issue is getting mixed up. The whole is a confusion. And that's the work of a mujaddid. A mujaddid, when he comes up, so he has to come up and he has to make things clear, distinct. By this is halal, this is haram, move away. Let those things be distinct. Don't mix up things. Yes, we will respect. I know the value of an alim, I know. Because he is the link between the public and the deen of the public. He is the link. But if it is that the public are getting worried now, you know, but he said this now, is it right or not right? You know, you put us into a jam now. He said this thing here, is it right or not right? Should we do it or shouldn't we do it? It puts you into a very precarious position now. On the one side, our work is to preserve the deen. The most important thing is to preserve the deen. The level of the alim is after that. We have to respect him as well. But above him is deen. If there is no deen, then what's the point then? He comes at a second level, first we are preserving deen, then comes the alim. Now, if we preserve him and destroy deen, what have we got? You will not degrade him, you will not run him down. I say it repeatedly, like a Quran Sharif, it's got errors, right? So, we will kiss it, keep it to our chest, and leave it at a place and ask you not to read from it. Won't we do that? We won't disgrace it, because it contains the name of Allah Ta'ala. So exactly the same, we'll respect the person, keep it one side, but not refer to him. But we don't realize what this Western secular education has done. Really, we don't know what it's done. So, Murad is telling me, or Ragi is telling me now, that, no, I am the head of the school there in Azadpur. That's all right. So I didn't want to comment much. So then, the topic went around, evolution and all these things here. So he said, now we got Mona Yahya Ishaq, he teaches the subject only from the book, and he says this is not to be believed in because it's an examination subject, therefore we have to teach you under obligation. Alright. But see, in our elders, we all respect, we all quote Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, don't we?
Yeah.
So Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah had written a kitab on wrong beliefs and the refutation. The wrong beliefs and the refutation. After he has written the kitab, so he referred it to his ustad. See the way of the mutaqaddimi was like this. But I must get it sanctioned and approved by my senior. I like it or I don't like it. My thinking must be under his thinking. My color must be the color of my ustad. I mustn't allow any alien color to confuse the color. I'm not a rainbow Christian, no, not a rainbow nation. One color, Sibghat Allah. Not a rainbow, everything. Haram, halal, everything comes in pork, and water, and milk, and everything, mix it up. Which are we got on person there? It's invalid, right? So when you give food out, we got they'll give all the 5-6 tarkaris, and he'll mix everything up. So the woman shout him, no, why, what are you doing this thing? He says, no, he's intelligent, but Bichara says, we're all going into the same stomach. We can't have that attitude. We can't have that. We want a different taste here, a different taste there. Separate the issues and enjoy the thing. So you mix up this thing, that one, that's what happened. See the circular Western education, and what is done. So I told him, see, Mawar wrote this kitab, he said, no, I must get this approved from my ustad. See what he has to say. I can't do it independently. The ustad said, my opinion is you don't put in this. It took a lot of time, about 1 or 2 years it took him to prepare that. My opinion is don't do it. Then he gave the reason. You see, many a times, the wrong belief, right, the wrong belief, the person understood it. He's understood it, it's gone into his mind. But he doesn't understand the answer, the right belief, he doesn't understand. Why is it wrong? He can't get to terms, can't identify. So the wrong belief has settled in his heart. But the answer to the right belief, the answer, he is not just registering. It's taking time. So now, when he's not registering the right answer, who's responsible for this? Who's responsible for this? Well, Yunus Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, right? He used to say, how many phone calls I get from girls all the time, that my teacher or my lecturer has convinced me on the non-existence of God and the theory of evolution. Why should he complain about it? Like, you know, you go, you see by this Taoist people, Rukya people nowadays, right? The lines are dominated by the woman, they get affected more. Is it a fact or not? Right? So, this Darwin thing, all that, is also shaitanic. Shaitanic, same thing. To talk about the non-existence of a God. That's the whole idea, that just scrap the God, the conviction of a God, just take it off your mind. But give it a polished look, education look. Give it a scientific look. But just delete the belief of God. Now that girl, she is convinced about it. She's been in the maktab now, but now he's speaking at a level, so high level. So she's getting overwhelmed. So like in the Taoist, the Rukya, the majority of the victims are women. In this shaitanic thing also, both are shaitanic. This shaitanic jadu or jinnat, this is also shaitanic. So the majority of the victims are the girls. They're going to become mothers. And they got this type of wrong belief in their heart. That's what happened to the children. So I asked him, now who's going to be responsible? So he's telling him, no. Then that means it is the ummah's duty to work towards it, to bring a solution. Because the board requires this subject. I said, no, it's not my duty. Your duty. You're the head of the school. You're the head of the school. And all those that teachers, Muslim teachers, etc., they are responsible. Whether at the university level, whether at the school level, you want it. So when you want it, then look for the solution. You didn't look for the solution. One person became a kafir because of all this. I say, can you bear the brunt of this? Now someone is quoting about Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, what he said, etc. But it's all not understanding Mawlana properly, correctly. Not understanding. Mawlana was totally against this Western education. Right? And then if he allowed it, right, under some stringent conditions, not just general open, no, stringent, lot of doctors, he said, for you to get into this education, doctors now, third, is haram. You'll be losing your iman, don't get into it. He's told them straight. And you appreciate that when the person speaks straight, you know, or what he's saying, which side is not confusing to you. Time straight is haram for you. Don't go get into it. You want to get into it, you follow this. But that doesn't mean, Mawlana is saying, it's an open license for men and women to learn. Like, when Mawlana is giving a talk here, said, perform your namaz with jamaat, right? So that address is addressed to men. Your reward is 27 folds more. It's not a general address, all women must come and perform namaz. Now you say, no, no. See, Mawlana said, with this condition, so women must come also. Right? Misconstruing facts. Why is condemning this thing here, by? Look into his work, he's condemning it. Now we say, no, no. Mawlana is saying, no, woman must also go and study. It's like that Mawlana giving a talk, form the namaz with jamaat, 27 times sawab more. Right? Now we say, no, it's for everybody, open. Very confusing things. Now this is so clear. وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ لَهُمْ. Every time he's saying, by, stay at home. So, no, no. You must challenge Rasulullah SAW. Why? Because our bosses are the kuffar. When the kuffar are our bosses, we must do what they do. If their women are driving, our women must drive. If their women are schooling, our women are school. If their women are going varsity, you must go varsity. If their women are in offices and professional positions, our women must do it. So who is your leader? Rasulullah or these kafirs? Who is your leader? If your leader, then tell, say straight that that's my leader, and I'll go by what he says. Then don't say Rasulullah is your leader. Then move away. So you didn't create a confusion. But now you're saying Rasulullah is a leader, and then you change the goalpost and say, really, it's a misconstruction of facts. He said, no, stay at home. So no, must come out. Sahabi women are coming to Rasulullah and saying, men got all the opportunities to go in jihad, jamaat, Jummah namaz, janazah, and we don't have the opportunity. He said, but you all go out also, you know, you must also strive. Did he ask them to do it? Stay at home, look after the children, look after the husband, get the same reward. Did he ask them to go out? And I tell you, really, when I'm thinking about it, it is only that man that will encourage a woman to go and study who is lazy. He wants the lady to go and work. The lady to go and work, right? And you know the confusion that comes about. You just look at the correspondence, look at the confusion. There's so many homes are like this now. The husband is working, right? And the woman is a professional person. So the husband is saying, but you got money, you know, look after the whole house, the rates, the tax, the lights, the groceries. What happened to your money? What happened to your money? Look after all these things. But you see the abuse. But it's also the girl's problem. The husband is also wrong, but you started it off. You went to become a professional person, you were earning a healthy salary, so he sees, not use that well. Why aren't you using that well? You see the abuse, the mix-up. But your position is different. Our position is different. You stay in the house, look after the children. Look after the house, look after the husband. See there's no sight, there's no vision. When you mix up things, there's no vision, there's no sight. Then one generation passes because the children didn't have the proper parental care. Now you're getting delinquents. Now whoever is talking about this, I ask you, will they look after those delinquents? In this last 30 years, 35, 40 years, the amount of divorce cases, like there were before, like before women stayed in the house, arranged marriages, right? And you hardly heard of a rocky marriage, you hardly heard of a divorce, 40 years ago, right? And now 40 years later, there's so much of it, so many rocky marriages, cheating, deceiving, all this happening, right? Whichever way, right? Like you never heard before. Where it started from, when they went out of the house. Under whatever pretext, sometimes the boss is playing with the secretary, sometimes the secretary is playing, and everything is happening. Because, you know that, you see, must be kind to them. So the boss found the place to do all his generosity and kindness with that girl. It can be Mr. Temba there. No, can't do a favor with Temba. But this Mrs. Tembi, you know, she deserves all my kindness and my generosity and everything else. Not Mr. Temba. Temba, no, you're a man, you can fend for yourself. Mr. Tembi, you know, you come close to me and we'll sort you out, your rental, buy you a house, buy you a car, everything. See that the whole magaj goes off. One person... sent his child for further studies. Before India, you could only reach to a certain level. You can't go beyond. Now you wanted education beyond that, you have to go to London. So he sent his son to London for 10 years. He became like one of the top persons, like a specialist at a level. Nobody in India. He came back, Allah Pak's doing, the father felt, that the son felt very sick. Son is very, is about to die. The father is sitting at the head side. This more time is writing his story. The father is sitting at the head side. Says, so what a pity, you know. I spent in that zaman, I'm talking about 1930s, when money was very tight, right? You know, when we were studying in Deoband, the salary at that time, good salary at that time was 200 rupees. 20 rand, how much? Well, $4. That was the salary at that time. Karita Yasa was getting about 300 rupees. Can you imagine how tight the money was? Right. So he had spent about 20 million on his child. He says, I spent so much and this is the result. The child is dying now. All my money got wasted. So he shouted his father. He's dying now. He shouts, by Abba, don't cry over the lost wealth. You cry that you destroyed my iman. You send me into the shaitan's den to London. I got mixed up. All my beliefs are mixed up now. And I'm on my way out and I can see what a mess up I've done. So you should be taking pity for this. Now, how many of these people that are promoting this are trying to work on these people, get them back? It's only the Tabligh Jamaat that is working. Somehow going, pulling this person here, making guests here, making mulaqat, this thing here, talking to these youngsters, getting them onto the line, taking them out for 40 days, 4 months, etc. These people that are promoting, how many days they give? I'll give 4 months, 40 days. This was Yuma platform class, we've done. We did our service to Islam. Right? That's not a service of Islam. Is that one session, 30 minutes, 20 minutes, how much you can talk? How much can you give? And then one session, they listen half, ten minutes they're sleeping. How much can you achieve? Take the person out 30 days, 40 days, 4 months. See the halat of the Islam, what is going on. One person sent his son to become a doctor, whatever, London again. So now, father came to receive him, right? Now all his friends, all educated people, all that class of people. So now, in the midst of all this, the father is there like an old Indian chacha, with his lungi and his shawl. So now he's ashamed to call his father Abba also. Say, well, Buddha, how do you do? You see that whole the respect is gone thrown out. Well, Buddha, how do you do? One place, the father is receiving. All this quotation of one time. He's showing now what's the aftermath. You teach these people here this type of education, then how it influences, how it affects the thinking, the behavior. So the father went to receive his child. As the father went to receive his child, all educated people, they got suit, boot and tie and all that. And the old man came in with his lungi, with his chadar and all that, to receive his child. So as they're introducing, so they're all looking at the old man. Who's this old man? No, he's my neighbor. He just came to show me the respect. So the old man is even more sharp than this doctor. Yeah, I'm his mother's neighbor. Put him in his place. Straight away put him in his place. See that education goes to the head and then they feel that there's nobody like them. Nobody that is at the same level. How it confuses, how it mixes it up. When our Busugana Deen saw this, right? That people's iman are getting compromised. The ustad was more Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah, the Sheikh Ulin Rahmatullah. What he had to say? Naqsh Hayat, his statement is recorded there. He said, to phir to musalman ko jahil rehna behtar hai. Is kisam ke ilm ko seekh karke apne iman ko tabah karne se behtar jahil rehna behtar hai. So they didn't know. They knew the halat. He was impassionate about the Muslim halat. Because the Muslim is lived in Malta for 3 years in prison. What sacrifice you did? The sacrifice you did is, you took out people out of Islam, dumped them there, compromised the iman, and you're not even concerned of reeling them out. Not even concerned of reeling them out. So Maha said, Fir Musalman ko jahil rehna behtar hai, hazar martaba behtar hai, thousand times over, it's better for him to be a jahil than going here and losing the iman. Now we don't quote these things here. See, this is convenient quoting. Understand the mizaj, what they were doing, how they were trying to save people. And now the same thing that they were saving people from, someone is doing something in the Arab land, someone is doing something in the non-Arab land. One person is driving people away from that side, someone is driving people from Islam in this way. But how is it happening? See, that flavor of Islam is not there. The flavor of iman is not there. And then when the flavor is not there, is disflavored, then this is the type of expected behavior. When the flavor of Islam was there, iman was there, Zubaydah, Queen Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, right? Now she is now, they are on, say, over 12 centuries, right? 12 or 13 centuries. So she had a canal dug from approximately 60, 70 kilometers away from Makkah Mukarramah, leading right into the Haram, providing for all the Hadis and Mu'tamirin for the last 1200 years. Just until recently, right? Until they got captured and all that. But last 1150 years, it was her Nahar, the Nahar of Zubaydah, that was feeding all these people. Her expense, she didn't make an advertisement of it, people got to know about it. But she, this is what she did. When the thinking was that nobody seen her, nobody knew about it, later on somehow it came on. Her own money she did this. But when the mind went off, Westernism, secularism, right, schoolism, universalism, nothing came. And I, self-gratification, what? Self-gratification. So the self-gratification now, then you can find someone flashing $500 billion, just for some kachra, for a dead, absolute fool. You can find someone then, chasing out Muslims, and bringing concerts, singers, gays, lesbians, filling them up here, and giving them all the respect. But that is when the thought goes off. See, the flavor is not right, then what you'll portray is not Islam, it's something else. It's a confusion. Now, we don't realize, we haven't acquired the taste, we haven't acquired the color. That's why Allah is speaking about Sibghat Allah, get that color right. Not just the word Islam, but get the flavor of Islam right. See what Abu Zubayr, what they did. What was their thinking like? The university in Aligarh, that thing was established, right? So, before I come to the university story, just show you one thing, right? There was a theft in Al-Mu'tamir's madrasa, probably not of him, right? His madrasa in Kanpur, there was a theft. So someone's kitab was stolen and some of his valuables were stolen. So he put a report in the police station. So in the investigation, police came and he found another student ducked his kitabs, whatever he's done. So the head of the station came and met Mulana. So he said, Mulana, you know, I'm really, really disgusted that you're getting a student stealing, student of deen stealing. So Mulana was very calm. In that calmness he said, no, it's not a student that steals. It is a thief that comes in the form of a student. What? It is a thief that comes in the shape of a student to do this business here. So that head of the police station, the constable, he laughed. He said, Moliyo se Allah Ta'ala bachaye. Wo baat ko kis tarah se phir dete hai. Allah Ta'ala, they save us from these molanas. How they can just twist the talk? He said, no, it's a fact. You just analyze what I'm saying. If this rogue came in the garb of the rogue, will he be entertained? Will he be respected here? He won't be respected. He had to come in the garb of a student, of an alim, to be respected, to do his business. He will only do his business if he came. Now, the lesson what Mawlana is saying us, telling us, you see, people are coming in garbs, right? Religious, knowledge, in that garbs, to give away their kufr and their disbelief. But the garb that they are wearing, the clothing they are wearing, is not of Islam. The clothing they are wearing is of Islam. But what they are giving off really is alien to Islam, absolutely alien. Nothing to do with Islam. Well, the one of the first students of Darul Diyanat, he's saying, oh, it's haram to go to this place. The damage is causing. And then we got the heart to quote these people and say, no, I must send each other. And then compliment them at the year end. So many matriculants, we compliment all of them. So many students are becoming hafiz, no compliments. They became ulama, no compliments. But that knowledge that will confuse his faith, will complicate his beliefs, for that we got the heart. I ask you, but you have to die. You could have faced Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kya jawab hai? Have you got a satisfactory answer there? So this whole Aligarh thing, right? Understand the history. Understand what happened in India. We don't want to look at this kitab, or we look at it, we don't want to understand. We have got a thought first, we've got a goal in our head. We want to bring something to just support that goal. Somehow make it work, right? But I give three talaqs, right? But now my goal is to make this look halal, what? So I have to get fatwa from here, there, everywhere, to make this appear as halal. Now you get all types, you get the way that garb, just to display that type of religion. One woman was caught for zina, right? Now she had to be stoned to death, right? So she had to go to someone, you know, work a plan now, you know, I'm on the death row now. Make a plan for me. Well, you must see me for 2 grand, 3 grand, that time, you know, when 10 rupees, 20 rupees was the salary. You see me right? I'll see you right. You know, the word is about seeing right. Whoever is the boss, he calls the shots. He says, all right, you give the story. See, you know, I was overhearing one bayan. You know, and the Mulana that was giving that bayan, so in that bayan he said, Zalimo, tum zina kyun karte ho? Why are you making zina? Agar ek kafi na ho, to do le lo, teen le lo, char le lo. If one is not enough, then take two and the second and the third. No, she went and gave the story before the judge. You see, I heard that bayan. If one is not enough, then two, three, four must take. Are, ye to mard ke liye hai. Aurat ke liye nahi. It's not for, this is directed to men, not to women. But he threw the case because she was a jahil. He threw the case out. She had to cough out, you see. So you get all types in the world. Those are wearing a clothing of Islam, but doing something else. You get that also. You get all these types. So that is why there is some caution. Fanzuru, why be careful where you are acquiring your deen. Not anywhere, WhatsApp and this and that, just taking deen from anywhere. No, no, my. The original ways. Think about your grandfather and great grandfather. They went to university, playing in the souks and all that, in the bazaars and the malls and the halls. They're doing all these things here. They're not doing these things, they're not driving and all that. But now you want to bring them out from that sanctity, the purity to this place here. And then, like you, as though you're saying, they must jump in the water but don't get wet. But they're going to get into that. That university lecturers are saying, students, we'll guarantee bringing the best and the most pious girl here. In 6 months, we will show you at least 90%. We will rob her of her reputation, of her integrity. We'll rob her. We'll do it. He's so confident of himself. He's saying, I'm confident. So, he's talking of Aligarh University. So he just started off now. So Sir Sayyid Ahmad, he is the founder of the university. So he sent his delegation to Hazrat Mawlana Gangohi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. You see, we're starting this off. And we got the welfare of Muslims at heart. That they must get work, they must get jobs, they must become wealthy, they must be self-sufficient. And if they do this, you know, they become self-sufficient. Well, I said, but you know, it's what you're saying is a different story from what I learned. What we learned, listen to Allah Ta'ala, do your namaz, be peaceful and be content, Allah Pak will do your thing. But we like, didn't tell woman every must go university and all that. Do your namaz, everything right, Allah Pak will take care of you. So it's not in keeping with what I learned. But anyway, this type of things I'm not very acquainted. This is more of Qasim Sahib Nanuti Rahman, go and speak to him. So they gave the whole story, so you must be taking care of the university, you surpass, you must become the, you know, if you're doing anything wrong, you can correct us and put us back on track. So this is what they say now, refer to the ulama, what? Must refer to the ulama. Same, this people of the Ali Gar University, you know, refer to the ulama and then do it. So, well, Qasim Sahib was a genius, Rahmatullah. He's a very, very great genius. He says, your presentation is too good, but the analysis of this is like what? It's like someone got a karela tree, you know, karela? I don't know if the youngsters know what is karela also. Or take a lemon tree, right? Lemon tree, right? It's very, very bitter, right? Lemon tree. And now, you're watering it with sherbet. What? With Julius, you had sherbet they got. What do they call it? Golden spirit. Yes. Golden spirit. It's going to affect that, the bitterness. No one affect it. So this is what you are saying. That you doing all the kachra, all your rubbish there. The aqaids are wrong. The thinking is wrong. The atmosphere, the environment is wrong. And then you want a farishta to come out from this type of environment. What are you asking for? This is what you are asking for. Refer to the alif, right? Refer to us. But this is the position. That you've got a lemon tree there. And you want to water it, irrigate it with it. Syrup, you know, golden syrup, and you expect that it to come out sweet. Is it? Impossible. What are you talking about? Impossible. Not going to happen. But you see, the people in the past, most of it I'm quoting, so I'm not talking about it. This one last incident I'll give you of his, for about 2 minutes. Right. So he says that this one, Mullah Salamat Ali Sahib Rahmatullahi. So, you know, it's Pathan people, they talk straight. Our people, Gujarati, will say, you go round the bush. And they, what they need to say, they'll say it. They don't mince their words. So anyway, it was a matter about some interest or something. So this Mullah Salamat Ali Sahib said, this is wrong. Haram. Don't do it. So in the English Samana, a lot of people that knew Arabic and all that, a little bit Arabic, a little bit kitab they did, so they were posted to positions of judge or advocates, etc. So that advocate now, that is posted to be a judge or something, he said, no, the masla is like this, right? The masla is like this, the ruling is like this, whatever it was. Well, Salamat Ali Sahib said, it's wrong, it's haram, right? So they told him, but that advocate or the judge says this. What? Now he knows Arabic, he knows the kitabs, and he says this. So Morana said, you know, what advocate sahab or judge sahab do khata hai. He's involved in interest because he's passing judgment. And sometimes he has to give a penalty with interest. So uski baat ka kya aitibar? But now look at the goodness of the advocate or the judge. He says, yeah, you know what, I am involved in all these things here. From today I never pass decisions indeed. That's his work. That's not my work. I am after money. When I'm after money, then I will look at differently. And he is after deen, so he'll say you pure and proper. Now you look at the clean heart.